I do live sort of near where one or more of the proposed power lines are going to go. My daughter's fiancé lives underneath one of them once, the one on Loudon Road. I mean, literally underneath it, practically. And the alternative route that goes by Josiah Bartlett Road will be probably a mile and a half from me. So I have some very much concerns. Environmental. How close to a dwelling can these be and not impact someone? And what is the impact on humans, animals, pets? How about beef critters that you're going to eat, or the milk that they're going to produce that you're going to drink? Other wildlife that have no recourse for being able to move. I mean, in theory, we can move, but they can't. They live there. The maps are inaccurate from what I can see, or they are so small that you are hard-pressed to figure out where the lines are in relation to where you actually live. That really offends me. To me, that's almost an obvious intentional misdirection. I resent that heartily. My other questions are, and these have been raised before, but I want to reiterate it. Who pays for all this? Are they going to bear all the costs of creating these power lines? And we certainly aren't going to benefit. So if we don't benefit, why are we even having anything to do with it? I don't use PSNH. I'm a utility person. They could say, oh, that's on the grid. I'm sorry. Unless I'm going to get some money about this, and it's going to be substantial enough to make them hurt, why should we? They want something for free? No. No. Just no.
Thank you, Kathy.